Nolte, Deborah Messing deletes racist tweet about black Trump voters being mentally ill. By John Nolte on September 3, 2019. Aging sitcom actress Deborah Messing deleted a racist tweet promoting the idea that black Trump voters are mentally ill. Over the weekend, the Will and Grace star responded with a big thank you to a church sign in Alabama that reads, "A black vote or Trump is mental illness." The other side of the sign reads, "A white vote for Trump is pure racism." Her openly racist tweet has now been deleted. This racist tweet came just a few hours after Messing and her Will and Grace co-star, Eric McCormack, openly called for a blacklist of Trump supporters who work in Hollywood. After more than a decade of the establishment entertainment media ignoring and dismissing Hollywood's blacklisting of conservatives, this was newsworthy, the first time the blacklist was openly publicized. The 51-year-old, whose basement-rated sitcom was just canceled, undoubtedly deleted the tweet after the blowback exposed her naked racism. Unfortunately, Messing's racist beliefs are the historical norm in the Democrat Party she calls home. Anyone with the intellectual courage to look back at the appalling history of the Democrat Party will discover that this is a party that has spent the last 400 years oppressing black Americans for financial and political purposes. Democrats fought against emancipation during the Civil War, created the Ku Klux Klan afterwards, and then summoned Jim Crow and segregation in the South. By any objective standard, what you have is a party that has literally spent centuries brutalizing black Americans who threaten their political power, and Messing fits right into this dynamic. All Deborah Messing is doing is what Democrats have been doing since the beginning. Only now the plantation is an intellectual one. Only now the tactics to against intellectual runaways are dehumanizing language and online bullying. Imagine believing a black person is mentally ill for supporting a president who has lowered the black unemployment rate to its lowest level in history, who signed criminal justice reform into law, who is taking flaming arrows in the back fighting against an invasion of illegal aliens whose cheap labor disproportionately undermines crucial starter jobs needed in black communities, who backs school choice, and who is at long last a Republican who actually asks for and seeks their vote. But in order to keep black people in line, in order to control the black mind, something Democrats have been desperate to do forever, all Deborah Messing did was continue a sorry Democrat tradition of othering, of public intimidation and harassment. And let's not forget that the Democrats' current frontrunner, Joe Biden, spent the summer praising racial segregationists. Racial oppression is, sadly, a big part of the Democrat Party's DNA. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.